Hi, Patrick?
Yes.
Hi, Patrick. It's Jesse with Local Splash. How are you doing?
Good.
Okay.
Now, you know, I didn't have time to talk to you the last time I was talking to you. And
yeah.
So why don't you give me a little bit more information about what you're about?
Sure. Honestly, I'm not exactly quite too sure what we went over last time.
I'll give you a briefing. I'm Pat from PK Pro Contracting. I specialize in floor covering.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And,
I see all that.
I'm a member of Angie and the Angie List program. And
okay.
Yelp too. So you were mentioning something about, being in on Google. What does that entail?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, mostly I just didn't know if I had given you a price or anything last time we spoke.
Yeah, you were talking something about the 300 range or something, but
okay, that's what I thought.
Paying a lot of attention about what the details were.
Oh, okay. No problem. Well, I mean, just kind of everything I'm looking at here in the notes, Patrick, our platinum package, I know is going to be the best fit for you. And essentially what that's going to include, it would be for your Google local optimization setup, therefore that spotlight position for up to 15 keyword phrases. So I don't see a Google business profile for you as of right now. So essentially we would create you a Google business profile and take that and optimize that there onto the first page. Now, let me ask you, are you licensed and insured?
Yes, of course. Number one, I'm a registered contractor with Angie's. I'm a registered contractor with Menards.
Okay, perfect.
I do have insurance.
Okay, wonderful. So, yeah, the only reason I ask is because Google has gotten a little bit more strict in the past, 6 months or so, as far as their Google business profiles are going. So they just want all the companies that are on Google itself and their Google business profiles to be legitimate companies and have, you know, licensing and insurance. So, that's the only reason I ask that. So we'll basically create that profile for you and then optimize that onto the first page there. And you know kind of what I'm talking about, though, where, you know, you see a map and then you can, like, click to call, get directions, stuff like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So that's what we would be doing for you there. Now, we do get you the most popular directory listings. I do see that you have, you know, a couple of them already, like Yelp, but, you know, we'd get you with the most popular ones that you don't currently have, like BBB or White Pages, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce. We do get your company on sponsored Facebook ads, on Bing's first page, and then on mobile devices, like iPhones, Androids, tablets, even voice-activated systems like Alexa. And then I didn't see a website for you. Did you have one? Yeah, Patrick?
Yeah, it's called pkprocontracting@gmail.com.
Okay. So that sounds like if it's at Gmail, it would be that's an email. But an actual website, hold on. I think I might have found one, actually. So it's pkprocontracting.com, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you, how do you feel about your website?
It's not very complete.
Okay. Go ahead.
You go.
Sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm really sorry about that. So the website, I can actually talk to my boss here, Patrick, about including a full customized website at no additional cost. So normally it's an extra $300, but I'll talk to him about including that for you, so you don't have to pay anything additional for it. I mean, would that be something you'd be interested in for your company?
Yeah.
Okay.
What I'm trying to figure out right now is what do I get for how much and, what are the rates?
Yeah, so the price for that, it's $299 month to month. The first month, it does have a one-time setup fee of $99 to program you in. So your initial investment would be $398 and then $299 there going forward. As far as what you get out of that, now, that's all the services that I did mention and include, but, you know, 9 out of 10 of the buying decisions, Patrick, are starting and stopping with the companies there on the first page of Google. So less than 1% of consumers actually go anywhere else. But specifically, it looks like you're doing a lot of, like, flooring, right?
Yes, that's what I do.
Okay, so flooring for your area, it looks like you're in Manawaka and kind of Green Bay area.
Yeah, it's Manitowoc, but I go within a 60-mile perimeter. I go farther than that, depending on how big the jobs are, but... In fact, I have contracts out in Illinois with the Menards.
Oh. Okay. Well, I mean, that's
I used to be stationed out there. It's a long story. Whatever.
Oh, no. I mean, you were stationed, like, in the military, or is that what you mean?
No. My son has a big house, and so I pair up with them on certain projects, you know, if they're big enough out there in Illinois. Otherwise, I just do them the ones out in Illinois. I used to live there with my son, but I also have another place besides in Manitowoc that I live at.
Okay.
I live in two different places, basically.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you telling me that. So the great thing with this right here is, at least in the Green Bay area, here, there is a lot of work to be had. There are plenty of people looking for the services. So for flooring contractor in the area, it looks like there were actually 1,845 searches done in the past 30 days for that keyword. So, I mean,
yeah.
I know flooring is not cheap, right? So, I mean, I'm sure if you got even 1% of that, which would be 18 jobs, that would be more than a return on your investment, right?
Yeah, I get it. I understand how it works.
Right, and if you wanted to do for Illinois, we can't do that.
No, I just mentioned Illinois, but I'm trying to phase out of that because of the extreme driving.
Yeah, I kind of figured. I mean, it's better. It's always better to get local work. I mean, who wants to spend, you know, a bunch of money on gas? So, I mean, I know I don't, so,
as far as 60 miles without, you know, a thought, because where I'm at, it's pretty rural, so it's like not only traffic jam, there's like a geese running across the street or deer.
Okay.
I don't have traffic. So it's
pretty
cool.
Have you ever hit a deer?
Have I? I've came within an inch about 100 times, never quite hit one.
Oh, that's good though. I mean, I was just recently in the East Coast for the first time, and there was a dead deer in the street. I was just like, oh man, I couldn't imagine hitting a deer. We're based in California, and I'm from California, so you don't really see too many deers just running around in the street here.
Actually, I grew up in Scottsdale, Arizona. Actually, that's where I grew up.
Okay.
So I know California real good.
Yeah, it's hot in Arizona. I couldn't do that. Too much. Especially right now, it's like 108 there. It's so crazy. It's, you know, I feel so bad for people that live in southern states this time of year. You know, it's just awful.
It's been hovering 118 where I grew up in Scottsdale.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
Shit, 110, it's cooling down.
Oh, wow, that is so crazy. I mean, it must be, like, deadly, right? I mean, people can't just be in that for an extended period of time, I'm sure.
No, when I was a kid, I came from a big family. We didn't even have an air conditioner at our house, and it would be that hot. We had a swamp cooler, they call it a swamp cooler, and they had fans.
Oh, no. Oh. I mean, now it must be, like, illegal to not have AC, right? I'm pretty sure there's, like, laws now in place for that with, like, really hot states.
No. A lot of people run swamp coolers because air conditioners can cost as much as your mortgage payment.
Oh, wow, man. Oh, gosh. Yeah, you know, that's one thing about California. It may be expensive here, but we really do pay for the weather. You know, it never really gets that hot, so it's always a nice thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but I used to live in Minnesota, so I do know cold weather too.
Minnesota's probably the only place we're colder than this.
Yeah, I mean, I was in the city, so I'm sure it gets like colder outside of the city. You know, I mean, cities tend to be a little bit warmer overall, but I mean, I got to learn how to shovel snow, so that was fun.
What? In Minneapolis?
Yeah, we shoveled snow in Minneapolis. I went to school there, so it was a long time ago when I was like 15. But
that's a real pretty town out there.
You know, I love Minnesota. Like I haven't been to a whole lot of states, but you know, if I was going to compare Texas to Minnesota, I 100% of the time go to Minnesota.
Downtown's really cool for biking and rollerblading or whatever people do, you know, walking, hiking, you know, right through downtown. It's really cool.
Well, and I'm sure they've expanded it a lot since I've been there. You know, I mean, I was living there in like 2005, so I'm sure it's a lot bigger now. Cities tend to expand, you know. I mean, even LA has expanded, but I hate LA, so I don't really go there very often. Anyways, all side note, but so I hear, Patrick, what are you thinking of the marketing and the package?
The 400 and the 300. So it's 400 initially set up for the first month. And then beyond that, it's 300, right? That all works?
Correct. So it's $398 for the first month, and then $299 there going forward.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Okay. I am interested in doing it. I am just wrapping up a couple of major projects that are going to take me through the middle of next week, and then I was actually contemplating about this making a deal.
Okay.
And then setting up the web page that you're talking about.
Okay.
And then you can help me with that part of it, I assume.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you'll have a whole account management team that will stand behind you Monday through Friday. So you can send in photos. You'll get a reporting dashboard that you can send in photos to there. You can also email them. You know, of your work and all of that. So we make it really easy to take care of everything for you as far as the marketing goes. You don't really have to do much.
Okay. So when someone Googles for floor covering, I would pop up is what you're saying, though, after I certified that deal, right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Because right now I'm just popping up on Angie's and Yelp. But I know Google is actually more efficient and more people.
Yeah, do you actually pay for Yelp?
Yeah, I actually try to cancel it. They keep on running the money out of my account anyways. I keep on telling them that I want to cancel because they're pretty useless.
Yeah. Just cancel them. That's, you know, I mean... you're just not going to get much through Yelp. You know, the thing about Yelp is paying for Yelp is only good for them to keep reviews. It's kind of ridiculous. So when people leave reviews for you on Yelp, if you're not paying for Yelp, then they won't show your reviews. But if you're paying for it, they'll show the reviews. But, you know, really, if you generate, you know, enough reviews on Google, it really won't matter at all anyways where else you're listed because everybody is going to Google. So
could I switch all my reviews that I got at Angie's? I'm actually rated as a 5-star rating with Angie's, and I have a multitude of reviews. Could I spin all them into the Google reviews?
I wish. I wish we could, but unfortunately, since Angie's is a directory listing, that's their own entity, we can't transfer the reviews. The best thing that we could do, most likely, is, you know, just kind of attach your Angie's to your website and show that you have six five-star reviews on there. So, yeah, that would be the best thing with them.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering if they could do that.
Mm-hmm.
I could have got 100 more reviews, but people don't like to do paperwork after the death and back to the job, you know. And I just started up with Angie's only in the last 30 days. That's why I'm limited on how much I have, you know.
Oh, you just started them?
Yeah, just within a month.
Okay, okay.
So I started with Yelp. They were useless, so I went to Angie's, and then they were trying to get me using Angie's list, but I'm balking on that. I don't think I'm going to do that. It seems kind of redundant.
Yeah.
So it's about the same price, so I figured I'd just go ahead and go with you guys then.
Yeah. So they're trying to get you to do Angie's leads, right?
Yeah, Angie's leads. That's what I meant.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it is. I'm glad that you see that it's redundant because it's literally the same thing. You know, it's like regardless, if people are going to Angie's, it's just the way that you pay for it that's different. So, you know, but it makes no difference to the customers. It only makes a difference to the contractors, right? But it's like they get the people to sign up for both of them. I just don't understand that. Like, I don't understand why people do both. It just makes absolutely no sense to me. If you want to pay for leads, the best thing that I could suggest, Patrick, is doing Google Guaranteed. Now, Google Guaranteed, it is a lead generation service, but the major benefit in the leads is that they're exclusive. So what Angie's Leads does is they actually buy leads from other places and or Google, and then they'll take that lead and they'll send it to multiple people in the area that do the same thing. Well, with Google Guaranteed, they're all direct. So you're not having to chase down the clients. Like with Angie's, you get sent the lead and then you have to chase down the client, right? But with Google Guaranteed, they're all direct. So you only pay for a lead when you're talking to a qualified person that was inquiring about your services. And then what Google Guaranteed does is it places you at the very top of Google right under the search bar, and then it's showing people looking for you that you're a trusted company through Google itself. I love Google Guaranteed, but it really is for the elite companies, and part of qualifying for Google Guaranteed is having an online presence. So we would have to create you that Google business profile and do that stuff first. But then I would say eventually, upgrading to Google Guaranteed would be a great fit for you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I have your number, and what I'll do is I'll get a hold of you as soon as I wrap up my projects. I'm working Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday, Tuesday. I'm kind of buried right the second, and I'm waiting on a couple of draws. So.
Okay.
Before I do the final commitment on this, and then but I will do it towards the middle of the week.
Okay. Okay. So if I don't hear from you by like Wednesday, Thursday, should I try back?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
But that's more time that I'll be ready to make a move.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Wonderful, Patrick. Well, I'm glad we could talk and kind of go through it a little bit more. it's definitely going to benefit your company. So. Did you have any other questions at all, though?
No, not yet, but we'll talk soon.
Okay. All right, Patrick. I really do appreciate your time. I hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Yeah, you too. Okay.
All right. Bye.